Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wolf of Yonge Street podcast. My guest today is Diana Vasquez. She's an image consultant, a personal shopper. And nowadays, I'm hearing you're a model as well, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Victor. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast and to this project. I'm really excited for this.
All right, here we go. What does a personal shopper do? And who is an image consultant?
Okay, so these two kind of roles are related. So an image consultant is like this person that helps you to improve your image and your communication and help you to have this kind of alignment between who you are and how you are showing this to everybody, like in your style, in how you behave and all that. And a personal shopper is basically the person that goes with you in the stores to like buying this new set of clothes that are gonna represent your new you, I will say.
Okay. So in this day and age of trying to be the authentic you, how do you help people represent themselves authentically?
Okay, so it's like kind of a process of different things. It always starts like with getting to know the client or the person that you are consulting. What is the person doing? What are their habits? What is this person working on? And then really understand that the goals. Why is the person coming to you like to ask for help? Sometimes it is a matter of, I don't feel like these clothes represent me anymore. I feel like this is not me anymore. I'm not feeling comfortable. So we are always evolving. And sometimes it's not that the clothes that we're wearing is not right for us, but we want a change. So that's when an image consultant can help the person to, like, yeah, creating this new version of yourself, like, that is gonna help you to feel more comfortable, more like to make you shine, I will say.
Yeah, I'd like you to maybe give me an example without obviously mentioning any names, but give me an example of some of the clients that you served in the past, and what was their specific reason for coming to you as an image consultant and a personal shopper?
Okay, I have clients, men and women. I will give this example of an engineer that came with me. He was like, he didn't know how to combine different styles, clothes, even colors. He is actually daltonic, so he sees colors different. So he wanted like to get out of the comfort zone, but he didn't know how to do it because he didn't understand how like to match these different styles and all that without looking like maybe weird. I don't know. So I first understand what he was doing, what he wanted to accomplish. Like he wanted to wear more elegant, and he didn't know how to do it. He also wanted like these colors study to know what are their best colors, and without struggling with the identification of the colors, because he doesn't say like colors very well as he's a daltonic. That's why I did the color study, and then after that, I will say like an image consultant is more like a mentor or a teacher. It's like teaching the person how to combine clothes and understand colors and communicate what they want to communicate, and after that they can do it by themselves. So at the end, I added this kind of basic items to their closet. So he was able to wear, like, for example, a blazer and also some colors that were better for him. And
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to take that. So what you're saying sounds to me like you're more focused on the clothes people put on, right? You're more focused on dressing people up, right?
Yeah. Sometimes we need to complement this with some habits that we suggest to people, like to not only working on the outside, but also on the inside, because at the end, everything that is inside, you can show, you show it on the outside, right?
Right. So I'm curious about that part. So how are you helping people on the inside? I mean, you're not a therapist.
Yeah, my knowledge. Like some suggestion, of course, I'm not like, I think they start to feel motivated about themselves with getting all on this process of evolving and changing their style and understanding things. And they look at the mirror and they say, oh, I like this color. I like how it fits on me. I didn't know that I could look like this. I don't know. Maybe I suggest some habits. Maybe you can like go more frequently to the gym. Or is this right or not?
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you talk to these people and get to know them. And then you try and draw the good parts of them out, and then you dress them for that person that they want to be. It's my understanding of what you're saying. So I'm gonna tell you a funny, an interesting story I heard from a friend of mine who once upon a time was looking at image consulting as a career. Right? He said to me one day, "I think I'm gonna be an image consultant for people going on Tinder dates." Mm-hmm. I dare, hey? So what he said to me was, you know, lots of people go on dates, you know, it kind of sounded a little bit like what you were saying there, right? Lots of people go on dates, their profile look like trash. They go out on these dates and they wonder why they're not finding matches, or why they're not finding people for whatever activity that they're looking for. And I'm curious what your opinion of the role of image is in sort of like helping people find connections.
I think it's very important, because like it's ecology. I am not saying this because it's a superficial thing or anything, but most of the impressions that we get about others is not verbal, but only, like, it takes only seconds to make like an image of yourself without even hearing anything about you. So I think on these kind of apps, like working on what do you communicate with your image is very important, because sometimes it's not aligned with who you are. So the most important is to align who you are with how you look.
Okay. So I'm actually curious. So and since you're the image consultant here, you're the expert. Assuming you were taking on that role of consulting for, say, I'm married, by the way. So maybe not for me. You're not consulting for me on a Tinder date. So but assuming Jacob comes to you and he's like, you know what? I'm going on Tinder. I haven't been finding dates, and I would like for you to image consult for me so that I can get to a place where I can get more dates. How would you start?
I will start by, what is he showing in the profile that he actually has?
Okay, let's do a. How about we do a hypothetical? Okay. I'll play Mr. Jacob. Okay, I'm gonna apologize to my wife after this, by the way. But I'm gonna play Mr. Jacob, and I would like for you to consult for me, knowing that I'm going out there. I want to go on Tinder dates and all of that good stuff. So help me out.
Okay. What's the reason why you are not getting, like, why do you think you are not getting matches?
You know, I'm 5'9". I think girls like men that are 6'3" and above. So, you know, it's hard out here for a man, you see.
what do you want to pray as in your profile? I would say, are you an energetic person? Because I'm looking at you, I see that you're wearing gray. So do you want to show us an energetic person? Do you want to show us a more serious person?
Oh, okay. So I would just like to be someone that people want to date. How about that? I don't care. I just want to be someone to. I just want someone to love me. Okay.
Okay. You should care. You should care about it. You should care because you have to know you before going out, and you have you have to know what makes you special. What do you like to do? For example, if you practice any sport, are you putting that on the profile? If you are like a smart person, are you showing that on the profile? Which part of yourself are you projecting? Which kind of person do you want to attract? That's also important.
Okay, so we're going to design a profile together. How about that? Okay, get to know me and then tell me what I'm going to... We're doing an image consulting session here. And then afterwards, we're going to go personal shopping. And you tell me what clothes that I need to put on based on the personality. I'm going to play with you. And we'll see if I can get dates. Not literally get dates. Sorry, wifey. Anyways, carry on. Carry on.
All right. Got it. How old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30. What are your goals of in dating in this stage of your life?
At this stage of my life, where I'm married, no. at this stage of my life, I just want to, you know, explore, meet a bunch of people, maybe find somebody interesting, and get into a committed relationship.
Okay, and do you consider you as a serious person, extrovert, introvert?
I would say I'm somewhere in between an introvert and an extrovert. You know, with people I know, I'm pretty out there. But with people I'm just getting to know, maybe you might consider me an introvert a little bit. Yeah.
Do you practice any sport?
Oh, I'm a soccer player. Yeah.
Okay. And do you consider yourself like a funny person?
Come on. Why are you asking me this? I'm funny. We know I'm funny. Come on. All right. Say I'm a funny person. Okay.
Okay. So based on this data, I would say, or the conversation that we have had so far, I will maybe a photo of you playing soccer, which is something that you like. In the podcast, you can show that you are doing podcasting.
So my Tinder profile is gonna look like this: picture of me playing soccer. I'm taking notes, okay? Picture of me playing soccer, okay? And then I'm supposed to do what else? You said.
Yes, the podcast thing,
and podcast.
Why do you have podcast? Yes. And you
think girls will like that? You think girls will like that? I don't know.
Girls like interesting people.
Okay.
Not only basic profiles.
Interesting. Okay. So soccer photo, podcasting, check. Gets me 2 dates. All right. How do I drive this home?
What else? I don't know. What else? Yeah, so these are some things that you can add to the profile.
Okay, so I mean, what are the words I should put in my profile? You know, what do I say? What do I say? I'm trying to reflect my personality, and I want girls to swipe right on my profile. So what do I say? What do I say in my profile?
Okay, hi, my name is Jacob. I am an energetic person. I like to do football. What else? Kind of interesting things that you're doing. Go deeper, not only in the superficial. Maybe a quote, something that you really like, something that like this, maybe adding a quote that represents you as well.
Okay. So, all right. I think I fooled your leg enough there. So let's bring it back to me dressing for these dates, okay?
Okay.
So obviously you observed that I'm wearing gray. You know, I like to accessorize a little bit. You know, how would
Yeah.
you change my look so I'm a bit more presentable for my goal?
Okay. That depends on what you want to show. Like if you want to show like for example, like I think your t-shirt is between like it's like business casual. It's not that formal, but it's also casual. It's something in between. And you're wearing the watch, which is like more even more formal. If you wanna even like put more formality on yourself, like showing like more authority, I will add a blazer. Or if you wanna show more like casual, relaxed, use a basic rounded shirt, maybe white.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's more relaxed. Like
So,
watch could be like an if you wanna show like this kind of that you are modern into tech,
no,
that.
I think you're forgetting. I'm still the football
Oh,
loving
you're
podcast guy.
the yeah.
I'm still
Okay.
that guy. So how would you dress that guy? That's what I want to know.
I will dress it like
What would be like if
casual.
you were picking? Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, like this like basic shirt that I told you. Maybe I will wear a color that is if I am actually I have actually consulted this guy. I will choose one of the best colors that glows his face or his image.
Okay.
So he's not only this kind of basic, boring personality or more, yeah,
What?
serious.
You don't think gray looks good on me?
Sorry, it's
Oh,
about Jacob.
wow.
And
Okay.
yeah, and then like maybe some relaxed pants or a pair of jeans,
Okay.
sneakers, and I wouldn't use that watch. Like I would use more like something more
Oh, interesting.
casual.
Okay.
I don't know.
She just dissed my
Yeah.
watch, you know.
That
All right, carry on. No, that's
depends
good.
on the context. That depends of the. I mean, of course, if you are going in a meeting, you're not gonna wear that, you know. But you are wearing like you want to communicate that you are a open, relaxed person that wants to know more people that not only, I mean, if your colors are for something, every color communicates something
Right. Okay,
as
that's
well.
good. That's good. It sounded like I was stressing you out a bit there. I'll play nice now. Okay. Obviously, a lot of people will think that a personal shopper or an image consultant is meant for, you know, celebrities that have tons of money. How does the ordinary person connect with the kind of service that you're offering?
I think that's kind of a misunderstanding. Like that image consultancy is only for rich people. Always us as an image consultants adjust to the budget. I'm not gonna say it's a cheap, like I mean you have to invest. It's like a psychologist, you have to invest on yourself. But at the end, it saves you money. Why? Because you learn how to shop clothes and be more like selective in what you are buying, looking for quality, not for quantity. And also you start to build this kind of closet with less items with high quality that you can combine in different ways. So
Okay.
it's kind of teaching you how to don't like avoid this fast fashion thing. trends are out there, of course, but we don't have to follow them. And we have to be smart about the choices that we do with what we are buying. And it depends on what you're doing. It requires a lot of analysis from us to help you achieve what you're looking for. Sometimes it's not only, for example, there will be this client, a wife that just had their kids and she's feeling like she has changed and she wants to renew their closet because she's a new stage of her life. Or it will be the case of a person that comes that is having an important meeting and don't know how to dress.
Yeah, so if you were picking like 5 closet items for, and I want you to do a woman and do for a man right now, okay? If you were picking 5 closet items that every man or every woman should have in their closet, what would be, you can start with the woman if you want, if that's easier. 5 clothing items that you would say every woman should have, what would they be?
Okay. For women and men, I would say this one. White sneakers.
White sneakers?
Sneakers, yes. A denim pair of jeans.
Okay. Denim jeans.
Yeah. Basic t-shirt. Either white or black.
White or black basic t-shirt?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
I'm just thinking because, for example, the blazer would be optional. Not all the people need a blazer.
Okay.
But I will add a blue blazer for the men because it's always useful even for our wedding, even if the person is super casual and doesn't like to wear like formal things because there's always someone that doesn't like to wear formal things.
Yeah.
This item can save you. For women, I will say a black skirt as well.
Okay. A black skirt.
Yeah. How many do we have so far?
I think we've got 4.
Yeah.
But I mean, you said all of that and, you know, you've missed some classics there. You know, I would argue you missed some classics. So some women would be like, where did you put the little black dress? You know,
little black dress. That's the basic.
Yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Yeah. So which one are you kicking out? Which one are you kicking out of the list then? If you're kicking skirt out?
Yeah.
I mean, some people can appreciate a good skirt, you know.
I know.
You're saying that you would pick, you know, a basic t-shirt, you would pick a denim jeans, you would pick a little black dress, you pick a blazer. And what was the other one? I think, yeah, I forgot what was the other one that you picked.
White sneakers?
Oh, yeah, white sneakers. Okay, interesting combination. And what about for men? What would be your 5... you know, must have in every man's wardrobe?
Okay.
This could also include accessories, by the way, so.
Okay, so I will say that the blazer was for the men, not for women. I will swap the blazer with a bag.
A bag? Okay, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So for men, it's white sneaker, the blazer, but like, for example, beige jeans. The ones of this material that is not that formal, but it's not that casual. I don't remember the name in English.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the name in your language?
It's pantalon camel.
Oh, okay, okay. From my limited Spanish, I think I know what you're trying to say. It's like a chinos or something like that.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So you think every guy should have a chinos in their wardrobe? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will add Apollo t-shirt,
Apollo t-shirt. Okay,
like the one that
interesting.
you're wearing.
Okay.
In a light color and white, and
Yeah.
maybe the other basic round t-shirt. I don't know if it's t-shirt as well.
Yeah, a basic round
Yeah,
t-shirt.
but maybe
Okay.
if you choose the white in that polo, then choose the black in that other basic
Right.
t-shirt. Yeah.
Right. So assuming I promoted you from just being an image consultant for this person's clothing, but I want you to run their life, their entire image, because that's the next step, right? Like people actually do that for a career where, you know, the kind of cars you drive, the house you live, you know, your entire lifestyle is controlled by somebody. That's an actual job, right? And I wonder how you kind of how would you structure that?
It is very important to understand who the person is and what he wants to communicate in certain like situations in their life. So even brands has their own like communication. So even for example, the watch that you're wearing for men is very important. Like this shows authority, and it has an history that I don't remember right now, but like the wearing a watch is something very representative, and it has like this kind of show this kind of power. For example, wearing a black suit is it communicates power and authority. That's why for an interview, it's not recommended to wear black, and some people don't forget this. And it is recommended to wear gray or blue because these colors communicates more professionalism and all that.
Oh, so I'm
So
doing it right then. I'm doing it right.
yeah,
Okay.
you're doing right. You're doing it right.
Cool. Okay. It's interesting that you say that a lot of your work is it's not even the clothing at all. So what kind of budget does a person need to have in order to even consider? Because a person can go, I like what you're saying, it sounds nice. You know, I would like for someone to go through my wardrobe and go, toss this, toss that, buy this, buy that. And what does a person need to, well, what does a person's budget need to look like in order to even consider a personal shopper?
I think that depends of the person because we can adjust on the budget of the person. I don't have a number in like Canadian like dollars.
So if a person had, you know, $1,000 and they wanted to you to come in and fix them, so to speak, is that a good enough budget? You know,
Yes, for sure.
is and what part of that goes to clothes and what part of that is the for the service, I guess is what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, I think for like $1,000 we can do like a lot. Do all the process like from the interview to the diagnosis and like the study color and the detox, like which is like going to your place and lighting out all of the clothes that doesn't represent you anymore. And we can even like accommodate some budget from that too. Go with you, which is a personal shopping, like I mean part, and choose your new clothes that are gonna be on your closet.
Okay, so I mean, for what you do, I wonder what you've noticed about what the way a lot of people see themselves. So obviously you get this perspective where you get to know them, and I'd like to, because I want to come at this from the perspective of lots of the we're in a time now where people are struggling with confidence, people are struggling to you know, especially when you're on social media, you see a lot of like people portraying themselves in a way that's not necessarily true. But what that does is it gets you who's consuming these highlights, you know, off of social media. It gets you thinking, you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not pretty enough. Or so I wonder what you've seen in terms of people's perceptions of themselves and how people can kind of like learn to value themselves or learn to see themselves differently.
Yeah, something that I think they like social media does is that makes people, well, I don't like social media, but people tend to compare themselves with others. So that's one of the things that could make a person be frustrated with what they have. Also focusing on the negative things about themselves. And actually, there is a question in the first interview, which is, what do you like most about yourself? And what do you don't like the most about yourself? And you can tell, like, in this kind of response, if the person is focusing on the positive or negative, because it's a matter of perception. And also to understand that what is, like, what people show in social media is what they want to show, and it's not all, everything about ourselves. So you have to start to appreciate what you have. So you focus on you and what you're doing and what you're achieving, and that's what it's gonna take you to really get more things. I don't know, I believe in this law of attraction, that if you don't value what you have, you're not gonna get more, like, because you're not appreciating what you have now, which is the, which actually matters.
So obviously you're sometimes, I imagine you deal with people that don't, that haven't spent that time and done that work with getting to know themselves. And a huge part of what you do is predicated on people being able to voice to you and tell you, you know, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm trying to do. This is who I am, right? How do you suggest people go about learning about themselves?
This is a hard question to answer. They are not going to know themselves in just one conversation. It's a process. And with all this process, people are find out different things that they didn't know they liked. And even there's this exercise in the like consultancies, which is like creating this piece of art when they choose, like, from a magazine, different like kind of things that represent themselves. And when they see this, like, this final piece, they can, I can help them to understand what they like. Even this is kind of psychological. This, the animal that you like the most could be aligned for certain characteristics of who you are. Even right. Colors, like, let's say that a person, I have this client that she's like bright things. So she likes like to be seen like the like, She likes this sophistication and she enjoys going to expensive restaurants. And I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about she likes to be noticed some places. There are some people that don't feel like comfortable in that, and that's okay. So it's just a matter of knowing what, starting to know what you like and what you don't like, and also evolving, because we're always changing. It's not like we're just staying in, yeah, in just one place. Like, everything changed. So, and who you want to be, even who you want to be, who you are, who you want to be.
So I guess for me, it's, I'll give you an example. Okay. So imagine, say, your client now is a woman who is 40 years old. She has been married for, I don't know, 20 years. She has just gotten a divorce. You know, she has spent 20 years in a marriage where, you know, she hasn't learned, and, well, she has basically lost herself, and she's coming out, you know, trying to find herself again. You know, I guess my point is, for this kind of people coming to you for an image consultant, for an image consulting experience, you know, with a view to actually learning about themselves. I mean, what's your suggestion for people to, how do people get to know themselves? Because I think my thought there is you have a unique perspective, right? Because yours is all about making people shine from the inside out, right? And now I appreciate that what I'm asking you to do is a bit difficult and you're not a therapist. So if you're working, what I'm thinking here is for you to kind of work from the outside in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, I want you to teach this person how they would like get to know themselves again.
Okay. I will ask the person like different kind of things. What she used to do, what she stopped to do. For example, let's say she used to practice tennis from before she was married and she stopped doing that. I will ask her why you don't try that again and see if you still like that. Or I don't know if she, like, I will say, let's do an example. What do you really enjoy? I don't know. I enjoy reading, but I don't have too much time because I am always with the kids. Or I used to draw, but I stopped doing it. I will ask her, why don't you like just do it again, or even like try new things? So because when you like try new things, you can like understand what you like. If you don't try it, you're not gonna know if you don't like it or not. So I would suggest to try new things, and that's for general. Like I am talking about something maybe that it's not related with image itself or clothing, but I think that's very helpful. That it will be very helpful, and it will be the same for clothing. I mean, let's say she was like in this kind of routine and she didn't pay attention on the clothes. Her clothes were like, she has had this clothes for 10 years. I will go to the closet and said, okay, let's take this kind of pieces that doesn't represent you anymore. Because sometimes we have this emotional attachment to clothing. And when we let this go, we do a space to new things. So that's also part of the personal shopping experience. And I don't know, maybe buying something that she was afraid of trying, but when she was wearing it and look at the mirror, okay, I didn't know this was going to look that great on me. Maybe I'm going to buy it. Mm. And yeah, because evolutions and clothes sometimes are very related. So, yeah.
Right. 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 Oh, that's interesting. Anyways, those were my questions for you today. And I'm curious, I obviously a lot of people when they see this episode will wonder, why am I interviewing a person that's a personal shopper and image consultant? But for me, it was just, you know, I give you an example. I've seen lots of, especially celebrities, do this a lot, and it's always made me curious. You know, you hire somebody who basically curates your life in the sense that, you know, your clothes are picked by them, and you know, sometimes down to the small details like your watch, you know, your car and stuff like that, all to portray a certain image. And there's nothing wrong with portraying an image, by the way. You want to look the part, you want people to see you and understand that you're there for business, right? And so it made me curious when I saw what you do to try and learn about it a bit more. So I thank you for your time. And obviously, you know, today we haven't gotten into that sneaky little modeling you've been doing on the side as well, yeah?
Yeah.
And obviously you kind of alluded to the fact that you're also an engineer, which is quite a few things. Those are
yeah.
Those are very, very widely ranging things that you're doing there. An engineer, you're also an image consultant, you're also a model. Amazing. And I know a lot of people won't really catch this, because one of the difficulties you expressed to me was with the language barrier, because people might not realize that English is not your first language. But you, to be honest, you've done really good in this interview.
Thank you.
And I could tell at certain points you were struggling with like the words there, and that's okay. You know, that I'm sure that you'll get better and better as you kind of converse with people, more English speaking people, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes, I will. I hope so.
So how do people connect with your work and with your service? I'd just like you to tell them where they can find you.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be visible on this video, but you can follow me here and hello, I'm Dianita. And also I have another link in my profile for the image consultancy matters. You can find everything in my profile.
On your Instagram profile?
Yeah, in my Instagram profile.
Okay, there you go, guys. You can find Diana on Instagram. I'll post the link to that. So thank you everybody for joining us today. And if you're new around here, don't forget to subscribe down below. Thank you very much. See you now on the next one.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wolf of Yonge Street podcast. If you derive value from this podcast, please don't forget to subscribe. I would love to hear from you as well. So please comment your thoughts down below.